Today is Daf Nun Hey. We're on the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis by the two dots. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, name of Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shlosha Dvarim Hamarich Behen Ma'arichin Yamav Shnosav Kol Adam. Three things if a person lengthens, his days and his years will be lengthened as well. Number one, Hamarich Betfilaso, you daven long. Hamarich Al Shulchano, you sit at your table a long time. The idea is that you'll allow time for more aniyim to come. V'hamarich Beveis HaKisi. Kise, someone who sits in the bathroom for a long time. So Gemara asks, "Ma'amarach b'tfilasim al-yusahi?" Is someone who spends a long time davening? Is that a good midah? Is that good? Va'amar, we have a contradictory statement. Va'amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol ha'marach b'tfilasa u'me'ayin ba. Somebody who lengthens his tefillah and his me'ayin ba. Rashi says, "Omer belibo shete'aseba kashaso lefish ispala b'kavana." He says, "Me'ayin ba" here means is that someone who thinks in his heart that his tefillah is going to be accepted because he had so much kavana, right? So he's right. So bali de ke'ev leiv. In the end, he's going to be disappointed. It's going to be a pain in the heart because who says that the tefillah is going to be answered the way you want it to be answered? Shneamar, the pasuk says in Mishlei, tocheles mimushacha machale leiv, which they interpret meaning is a long tefillah leads to in the illness in the heart. So what is it? Is a long tefillah good or is a long tefillah bad? The Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, and Rabbi Yitzhak says, Shlosha Dvarim Maskir Mavonosho Shal Adam. The three things that a person can do, and by doing those things, it raises up, you know, suspects that people are going to look at, Hashem will look at his Averos, the Elohim, and one of those, Kir Natoi, you put yourself next to a rickety wall, means you put yourself in a Makam Sakana, the Iyun Tefillah, you spend too much time, you know, Tefillah, the Umoser Dinch El Chaveir El Shemayim. And if you ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to take out one of your friends, Hashem says, well, let me look at you. Before I take out my friend, let me look at you. So you see here again that Iyun Tefillah is not necessarily a good thing. So it's just halakasha. Simple. The words say different. Had ma'ayin ba, had lo ma'ayin ba. It's whether or not you have this Iyun or not. According to Rashi, you can have a long tefillah as long as you don't have this expectation of it going your way. But if you have this expectation of it going your way, then that only leads to ke'ev leiv. So the Gemara says, v'hechi avid. Well, you can have a long tefillah. And so what kavanah are you supposed to have when you have this long tefillah, which is good as long as you don't have these expectations of Iyun. So he says, v'hechi avid, demapish berachami. You should just keep davening and ask for rachmim. That should be your kavanah. Should not be that you expect the tefillah to be answered your way. Your kavanah should be is that I'm throwing myself before the rachmim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next, umarich al shulchano, and someone who has a long meal, Dilma Asi Anya V'yahayivla, the purpose of having a long meal is to keep your door open so the potential exists for Aniyim to come and you can give them food. Diksiv, because the Pasuk says, this is in Yecheskel when they're describing the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, so that Hashem showed Yecheskel, the Pasuk says, HaMizbeach, where it says the Mizbeach is 8 Shalosh Amas Gavoa. It's going to be made of wood, 3 Amos high, Uksiv, and it says later, Vayedaber Eli, Zeh HaShulchan, So first it calls it the Mizbeach, and then it calls it the Shulchan. So which one is it? Pasuk Mizbeach, Mesiyim B'Shulchan. So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lezer, Amri Tarvaya, they both say, close Manche Beis Mishkaya, Mizbeach L'Chapra Yisrael. So long as the Mizbeach was around, then that's what provided atonement for Bnei Yisrael. But actually, that we don't have the Beis Mishkaya, it's the Shulchan of Shul Adam Mishkaya Alav. The Shulchan for a person is what provides atonement by doing mitzvahs. And one of those mitzvahs, I guess, is to have Aniyim come to your table. That's why you're supposed to have a long meal. So the Gemara says, "V'hamarach v'sakisim al yusi." Someone who sits in the bathroom for a long time—that's considered a good thing. Batanya, but we say we learn in a brisa, "Asara devar medina sa adlam v'de tachtonios." There are 10 things that bring people to either hemorrhoids or some sort of ailment. Ha'ochal alei kainim. Someone eats the leaves of reeds. Alei gifanim, the leaves of vines. Lulegaf gifanim. Lulevei gifanim. I know what that is. Something else on the vines. Umorigi behema. Is that animal feed? I'm not sure. Right? Vishidro sheldag. And if you eat the spine of a fish, vidag malinach sheinu vushukon sarcho, and a salted fish that's not cooked all the way. Right? Maybe you should have sushi. I don't know. Vahashosa shimri yayin. And someone drinks like the dregs of wine. Vimakanech besid vicharsis. Someone who wipes himself in the bathroom with something that's with lime. If you reuse a stone that was used by your friend for him that he wiped, and also someone who hangs himself in the bathroom too long, right? But that means more like squatting as opposed to sitting. So you see here, being in the bathroom for too long is not a good thing. So how are you telling me that being in the bathroom is a good thing? So the Gemara says, Lokasha, hadam arach v'tali, hadam arach v'lotali. It depends if he's squatting or sitting. Squatting without actually sitting on the ground, that's not good. Actually sitting, that is good, seems to be. That's the difference, right? Hatole, Rashi says Hatole, she'enu yoshev ela abil krav. I guess in that way, your orifice is open too much. Every question, I don't know.
She was wrong.
Like this one matron said to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eliyah, Panecha domi l'migadli chazirim v'lemalvei ribas. Your face is so red. You look like someone who raises hogs and loans interest because they're so red. Because apparently these are malachos that are, these are jobs that are easy to do and very profitable. So you have such a rosy complexion. Amr Allah. So he says back to him, Hey Minusa, I swear to you, Lididi Tarvai Nasirin. These two malachos are usher to me. That's not why I have such a rosy complexion. El, the reason why my face is so I'm so radiant is because Esrim va'Avra beSakisi Ikemesh Buzay Lebe Medrasha. There are 24 bathhouses or bathrooms from where I stay to where I go learn. And when I go, I check myself in all 24. It takes him a long time to get there, but that's why, I guess, something about, he's in the bathroom a long time, that's why he looks so healthy. There are three things that shorten someone's days and years. Number one is, we should know someone's Sefer Korah, Likros, Minukorah. Someone who's called up to read the Sefer Torah and does not, because he calls it, refuses an Aliyah, in those days Aliyah meant to read, right? The coast shall bracha levarach levarach. They call him up to lead and to read to do something with a kosher bracha and refuses. V'hamanhig atzmo birabanus. Someone who I guess puts himself over the tzibur. He's manhig atzmo birabanus. So the Gemara says, Sefer Torah. How do you know the Sefer Torah? The Gross Meinu Kori. How do you know the Ksiv? Because that's by Talmud Torah. Hu chayech v'rochemecha. Reading and learning Torah is life. So if you're not going to learn the Torah, it's the opposite of life, right? Kosher bracha levarach levarach. The Ksiv. The pasuk says. By Kodesh Baruch says, Avram, va'avarechcha mivarechcha. Whoever blesses you, I'll bless, but I'm going to bless those who bless me, whatever. So therefore, you're supposed to make sure that you bless. If you don't bless, you're not going to be blessed. And Hamanig Atzav Rabbanus, what is that? The Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Vipnei Ma Meis Yosef Kodem Le'echav. Why did Yosef die earlier than his brothers? Meaning he only lived 110 years. Most of his brothers lived 120, except for Levi, leave him longer. Vipnei Shen Hinig Atzav Rabbanus, because he placed himself above them. I don't know if he placed himself above them. He was the king. So he was the viceroy. So I'm not exactly sure what this hinhig atzma barabanus means. They bring down the maybe it was because they said that they called his father avdecha five times, and the interpreter says it five times, so that's a total of 10 times that they called his father a servant, and he didn't say anything, so for each time they said the word avdecha, he lost a year. I'm not sure. V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, shlosha tzurichim rachamim. Three things you have to daven for Rachmanus in order for them to come. Number one, Melech Tov, should be a good leader. Everyone should daven. Shana Tova, we should have a good year, but Cholam Tov, and that they should be a good the dream. All these are completely in the hands of Kodesh Baruch. I don't know what that means. Everything's in the hands of Kodesh Baruch, but okay. Melech Tov, how do you know they need a special tefillah for Melech Tov? Hiksiv, the pasuk says, Palgein Mayim Lev Melech Biyad Hashem. Right? Lev of the Melech is in the hands of Hashem. So that's one. Shana Tova, how do you know? Hiksiv, the pasuk says, Tamid Einei Hashem Lokecha Bamei Reishis Hashana Al Achrish Hashana. Hashem is looking upon you, right? Shana Tov, I think, means for like a bountiful year. Because the full pasuk is, Eretz Asher Hashem Lokecha Dereish Osa, Tamid Einei Hashem Lokecha Bamei, the eyes of God are always on the land, May Reishis Hashana, from the beginning of this year, Al Achrish Hashana, until the end of the year.
Hashana, there's no hay at the end.
May Reishis Hashana, Al Achrish Hashana.
Hashana, yeah.
It's at the end of the year.
It's at the end of the year.
No. El Shet Tamid Einei Hashem Lokecha Ba Mereishis Hashana with a Hey, but Achri Shana without a Hey. So you can't forget the Satmar Rebbe's word on this. Is what is Hashana to Shana? So in the beginning of every year, we're going to say this is going to be the year. By the time the year runs around, sometimes it's just a regular. It's not Hashana anymore. It's just Shana. Okay, Chalom Tov, a good dream that you need special shout to the Shemaya. There's a pasuk says this is by Chizkiyahu when he was healed from his illness. He dived into HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, "Vatachlimeni." I think the pasuk means v'hachayeni, right? Tachamid is lashon of chalom, and I dreamed, and you resurrected me. You made me better. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shlosha Dvarim Machmiras Av Aleihem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo. Three things that Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself decrees. The Elohen, Ra'av, where there's going to be famine, Sov, where there's going to be bounty, Uparnas, and the person who's appointed on the Tzibor, Parnas Tov, has to be a good person. Right? Ra'av, Diksiv, I don't know that that Hashem does it. Ra'av, Diksiv, this is by Elisha. Right? Pasuk says, Ki Karah Hashem L'Rav. Hashem called out the Rav. Sov, Diksiv, the Karasi al the Gan Rebesio, so I called out on the wheat and I made it plentiful. Parnas Tov, I know the Parnas Tov, that it comes with a tzivu of Kodesh Baruch Hu. It says, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor Re'ei Karasi b'shem Betzalel." I called on the Betzalel, who is, I don't know why Betzalel is a parnes. He was the architect. Is he in charge? I guess he was in charge of the people who are building the Mishkan. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Ein ma'amidim parnas al tzibor eli im king nimlochim b'tzibor." You can't appoint his parnas unless you first ask. Very democratic. First, you have to get the vote of the tzibor, if he's, whether he's Ratzoy Makubal, you have to ask. Maybe we should send out a voting when it comes down to the tefillah for the Yom Noraim to see who's going to daven and not be appointed. Shneamar, just saying. Shneamar, the pasuk says, we're not going to even pick up his head. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Re'u Karah Hashem B'Shem Betzalel. See that Hashem called out in the name of Betzalel. So the Muslim, he Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe, and Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Hagun Alecha Betzalel, Malacha is Betzalel, good for you, then I should point him in charge of the Mishkan, Amar Lo, Moshe says back to him, Ribbono Shel Olam, Imu Fanecha, if he's good for you, V'fanai Glo Kol Shekein, it's good for you, it's good for me. So it's right, Amar Lo, so Kodesh Baruch Hu says, okay, nevertheless, Afa Pikein, Lechem Rolehem, go if Hel B'nei Yisrael, and ask them whether he's good. Halach v'amar lehem Yisrael, Hakun aleichem Betzalel, is Betzalel good for you? Amar lo, they say back to him, v'nei Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'nechu gogon, it's good for God, good for you, then, l'fanein l'kosh again, it's good for us as well. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Manachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Betzalel al shem chachmaso nikra. His name, Betzalel, is based on the fact of his wisdom. Betzalel, in the shadow of Hashem. Right, B'shasha Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. The time the Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Lechem Moralo LeBetzalel Aseli Mishkan Va'Arum Mekelim. Hashem tells Moshe, pretty much of a lunar moment, right? This week's about this week building Mishkan. So Lechem Moralo LeBetzalel Aseli Mishkan Va'Arum Mekelim. Make for me the Mishkan, the Arum Mekelim. So where did Hashem tell Moshe that he should make the Mishkan Arum Mekelim? Right. So Tosfos points out, Vim Tomar, Hechar Ashechan Shesiva Kodesh Baruch Hu LaAsos Mishkan Tchila. Right, the Mishkan first. Where do we see that Hashem told Moshe to make the Mishkan first? Right, Harei Parshas Teruma in next week's Parsha Ksiv Aron Tchila. It says they make the Aron first. Right, that's the first thing. So V'yesh Lomar the Parshas Kisisa. In Parshas Kisisa it says Ksiv Es Olam Moed V'yesh Aron Leidus. First it says the Olam Moed then the Aron. So the Shita of Tosos and Rashi is a Mukta Mukha B'Torah. So therefore that Tzivoy came first. So Hashem tells Moshe to make the Mishkan and the Aron and the Kelim, that order. Halach Moshe v'Hafach, and Moshe went and he switches the order of Amar Lo, and he says to Betzalel, I say Aron, the Kelim, and Mishkan. Make the Aron first, then the Kelim, and then the Mishkan. So Amar Lo, Betzalel says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Min Hago Shel Olam Adam Bonei Bayis. Normally you build the house first, V'Yachrakach Machlis L'Tocho Kelim. Then you bring the utensils and put it inside. V'Ata Omer Asei Li Aron V'Kelim. You tell me to make the utensils first, and then Mishkan, and then make the Mishkan. So where am I going to put the kelim? Once I make them, where am I going to put them? Where are going to store them? I put them in a storage unit. Shema kacha amar lecha. Maybe this is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu says to you. Maybe Shema kacha amar lecha Kodesh Baruch Hu. I say Mishkan, you should make the Mishkan first, then Aron v'kelim. So amar lo, Hashem says back to him, Shema Betzel kel ha'yisav yadata. Maybe you were sitting in the shadow of Hashem and you understood and you heard, that's the name Betzalel. Amar Rabbi Yehuda amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rav. Yodei haya Betzalel tzareif osio shenivru min shemayim v'aretz. Betzalel's chacham was able to combine the letters, the same way that the Kodesh Baruch Hu combined the letters to create heaven and earth, Rashi says, with the Sefer Yetzirah, right? That's what Rashi says. Where is that? About two-thirds of the way down. There's Osio Shenivruhu Ben Shemai V'aretz Al Yedei Tzirufan. It's going to combine them. Ube Sefer Yetzirah Tanilehu. And in his book, Sefer Yetzirah, it says how to do that. And how do we know that he had this ability? Ksiv Hacha, it says by Betzalel, Vayimaleh Oso, Ruach Elokim, B'chachma, B'tzvuna u'bedas. So he has chachma, b'tzvuna u'bedas. And by creation, which is, this is Pasuk in Mishlei, Iksiv Hasam, Hashem, with chachma, yasad aretz, he made the world, konein shemayim b'tzvuna. So he had chachma, b'tzvuna. And the next Pasuk it says, b'dato temos nitkol. So Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world in chachma, b'tzvuna u'bedas, and that's what Betzalel had, chachma, b'tzvuna u'bedas. Could be. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosen chachma, el lemi sheyish bo chachma. Like the rich get richer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives wisdom to the one who already has wisdom. So they ask, well, how do you get wisdom to begin with? So the answer says, is reishis chachma yiras Hashem. So if yiras Hashem, you get wisdom, then you have that wisdom, you get the wisdom from Hashem. Right? So Shenemah, the Pasuk says, in Daniel, Yahav chachmasa lechakimin, he puts chachma on those who are wise, uminadol yiladebina, and he gives understanding to those who have understanding. Shama Rav Techlifa Bar Marava, so Rav Techlifa Bar Marava heard this, for Amr Kamed Rabbi Yavo, and he said before Rabbi Yavo, Amr Le Atun Me Hasam Asim Shalu. You, in Israel, you learn, in Eretz Israel, you learned that out from that Pasuk. Ana Me Hacham Asim Shalu. But we learned it out from the following Pasuk, which is in, right, which is in Shmos, Nidiksiv, Ubelev Kol Chacham Lev Nasati Chachma. In the heart of all wise people, I gave wisdom. Right? So, and then, the last thing that we mentioned before about things that you have to ask for rachmim was chalom. So now we're going to enter into a whole couple of daftim, I think, at least, of dreams. The answer to all your questions is, I don't know. So Amar Rav Chisda, kol chalom v'lo bitavos. Right? You can see any dream as long as you don't see a dream that has you fasting in it. That's not a good dream. But Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says, chal madlo mefashar. Any dream that is not interpreted, ki igrita de lo mikra. It's like a letter that hasn't been read, meaning it's not going to have any impact. It's like a letter that hasn't been read. You haven't opened the email yet, you don't know what it says. You haven't explained the dream, you're not going to know what it says, you have no idea what it means. Right? The Amr of Chizda, lo chama tava mekayim kula, no good dream happens completely in reality. Lo chama bisha mekayim kula, no bad dream will happen completely. The Amr of Chizda, Rav Chizda says, chama bisha, a bad dream, Adif mechama tava. It's better than a good dream, I guess, because if you have a bad dream, you feel bad, and then you can do tshuva. Vamar chizda chama bisha atzivusei mistaye. A bad dream, that's enough to get rid of a person's sadness, because I guess you think that the bad thing happened to you in the dream already. The chama tava chadve misasye. A good dream is enough that a person should be happy from it. I don't know. Vamar of Yosef, Chama Tova Fiuldidi Bidichuse Mafkale. Even me, right, Yosef, who's a blind person, he's blind, so even to me, if I have a good dream, that makes me happy. Because, and also I know it's not going to happen, I don't know. Vamar of Chizda, because it says Chama Bisha Kashi Minagda, a bad dream is worse than getting Malkos, because you have lots of worries. Shenemar, the Pasuk says in Koheles, Velohikim Asa Sheyiru Milfanav. Right, Hashem made it that you'll fear it. That's a bad dream. So have a bad dream, it's worse getting Malchus. I guess you get hit, pain goes away, you have this dream, the worry and the concern doesn't go away. Pasuk says about another thing about dreams. The Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, talking about the Nevi Sheker, the Hanavi Asher Ito Chalom Yisaper Chalom, Vasher Divari Ito Yidaver Divari Emes, Malatevin Esabar Neum Hashem. So it talks about these Nevi Sheker, and it talks about the wheat and the chaff, the tevin and the bar. So v'chima inyan bar v'tevin etzol chalom. What's the connection between a dream and the wheat and the chaff? So ela amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rechai, k'shem sheyishal bar lo tevin. Just like you can't have, in the tzvua there's always going to be waste, there's always going to be stuff that's not good. Kach yishal chalom below dvar b'tevin. So too, the dream always has stuff that is nonsense. Amar Rabbi Berchia says, Chalom, a dream, afal pisha miksosu miskayim, even though part of it can come true, kulo eidu miskayim. It can't all come true. Minolah, and how do we know that? Mi Yosef. You learned that from Yosef, because from Yosef it says, Neshemesh Yireyach, Chasar Kochavim, Mishtachavim Li, and that's impossible. That's what Yaakov said to him. It's impossible. Shemesh Yireyach are his parents, and his mother was dead at the time, so how, it can't be all true. Vahishaita, imolo hadis. His mother wasn't there. Amar Rabbi Levi says, all these different things about dreams. Remember Rabbi Levi, Olam Mitzapa Adam L'Chalom Tov, Had Esri Mishtayim Shon. If you had a good dream you want to come true, you should be patient. It may take 22 years for that dream to come true, to be reality, because you learned that. Minola Mi Yosef, you learned it from Yosef, it took 22 years for his dream to come true. The Iksir, because the Pasuk says when he first dreamt, is Elotodos Yaakov Yosef and Shuvas Rishonah. He's 17 years. And when he was appointed the viceroy to Melech Mitzrayim, it says, Uksiv, V'Yosef ben Shloshim Shana B'Amdo Lifnei Paro. He is 30, so that is 13 years. Min Shivsrei Ad Tlasin, right, from 17 until 30, Kamehava Tlas Sarei, that's 13. who saved the Shiva, then 7 years of plenty, and the Tarti the Kanfa, and two of the famine, which is another nine, Esrim Vitarti, that's 22 years from the time they had a dream till they came to be bow down to him. Amar Rav Huna, La Adam Tov, Ein Marin Lo Chalam Tov. To a good person, he doesn't see a good dream. La Adam Ra, Ein Marin Lo Chalam Ra. To an evil person, he doesn't see a bad dream. I'm not sure why. Tainami Hachim, and Bryce says similar. Kosh Nosav Shal David Hamela, Shal David, all the years of David, Lo Rasa Chalam Tov. He never saw a good dream. The coach knows such Achitofel and all the years of Achitofel, who apparently is viewed now as the Rosh, even though he only became bad, you know, later on, right? Lo ra cholam ra. He never saw a bad dream. The Gemara says, really, is it true that an Adam Tov doesn't see a good dream? And but so it's mashma, if an Adam Tov doesn't see a good dream, the inference is that he does see bad dreams. So the question now is, we're going to prove that an Adam Tov does not see bad dreams, right? V'haksiv, the pasuk says in Tehillim, about somebody who is, you know, a good person, it says, Lo tune alecha ra'a. You're never going to have it bad happen to you. Amar Chizda, Amar Av Yirmiyah bar Abba, Shelo yav hilucha lo chalamos ra'im, lo hirim ra'im. You won't come to having bad dreams or bad thoughts, right? And then it says, continues, it says, V'negelo yikra ba'alecha. Not only that, you'll never have a nega in your tent. That means, Shelo timsa ishtucha safik nida, v'shasha tabam in a derech. Every time that your wife is possibly needed when you come back from your business trip. So you see from here, though, that the good person, the person who's tachas kafei shechina, does not see bad dreams. And we just said before that a good person doesn't see good dreams, meaning he does see bad dreams. And the answer is maybe he doesn't see either. But, so Ella, so our first choice to answer is that, iyolo chazei lei, he himself doesn't see, right, these bad dreams, right? Iyolo chazilei, right? But, achrini chazilei, but others are going to see bad dreams about him, and they'll tell him about it, and then they'll get upset. So Gemara says, v'ki lo chazu iyo mi iyo l'osahu, is it, well, now that this guy, he doesn't, we just, at one point we said that the good people don't see good dreams, and now we said the good people don't see bad dreams, so this guy doesn't have any dreams at all. So is that a good thing? V'ki lo chazu iyo mi iyo l'osahu, maybe he doesn't see, maybe he just sees power of dreams, I don't know. Maybe, is it a good thing he doesn't see any dreams? Or Amar Rabbi Zira, didn't Rabbi Zira say, kol halan shiva yamin below chalom, whoever sleeps for 7 days, who has consecutive 7 days, where he doesn't see a dream, that's something bad, nikra ra. Shenamar, the pasuk says, soveya, which means satiated, soveya yalin bar yipakad ra. So this, altikri soveya el sheva, 7 days without a dream is not a good thing. So this guy doesn't have a dreams either, that's not a good thing. El hachikamar, techazev lo yadamai chaz. No, he, like we said, he dreams, he doesn't know which one it is, whether it's good or bad. So that's what happens to Adam Tov. Amar Avuna, bar Avmi, Amar Pidas, Amar Biochan, haroe chalom. B'nafsho aguma, yelech v'yifterenu. Someone who sees a dream, I don't know, are all these statements consistent? Or maybe, these, I don't know if all these statements are necessarily consistent. Right, someone sees a dream, and he has agmas nefesh, nafsho aguma, yelech v'yifterenu. He should go and get it interpreted, b'fnei shlosha. He should go get it interpreted in front of three. Yiftirenu? Should he get it interpreted? Why should he get it interpreted? If you don't get it, if we just said before, Ha'amar Rav Chizda Chamad Lo Mifasher Ki'igras Lo Mikarya. A dream that remains uninterpreted is like a non-open letter. You can't know about it. It can't hurt you. Why would you go and get the dream interpreted? So he says, no, Ela Ema Yitivenu Bifnei Shalosha. You should do this Hatavas Chalom. Try to better it or somehow in front of three. What do? Leisei Tlasa, you bring out the three people, Bilei Meluhu, and say to them, Chama Tava Chaza. I saw a good dream. Bilei Meluhu Hanach, and they should say back to him, Tavahu, it's good, but Tavah Lahavein, it should be good. Rachman L'Shavi L'Tav, because Baruch Hu should make it good. Shiva Zimnin L'Gzru Alach Men Shemayad L'Havi Tava. Sevenfold you should be blessed from heaven, that should be good. Or Toso says that Shiv means you should say this thing seven times. V'Yahavi Tava, it should be good. Bilei Meluhu, and they should say to him, Shalosh Hafuchos, V'Shalosh Peduyos, V'Shalosh Lomos. And they should say psukim, three psukim that mention Hafucha, flipping things around. Shalosh Peduyos, three things that mention Pidyon, which is redemption. V'Shalosh Shlomos. And they should mention three psukim that mention peace. So what are the three Hafuchos psukim? We'll just read them. Shalosh Hafuchos, number one. V'Hafachta Mishmincholi P'tachat Sitas Rein Simcha. Right? Hafachta. Switch it. Flip it from a bad, you know, flip it from bad to good. And then the second one is Az Tismach. Where's this pasuk from? Yeah, Az Tismach Besula B'Machol U'Becharim Zuzakenim Yachdav V'hafachti avlam l'sason, and milchamti, I'll exchange their evil to simcha. And the last pasuk is, V'lo avar Hashem elokecha l'shmo es bilam, v'yahafoch Hashem elokecha saklal l'vracha ki yahafcha Hashem elokecha. He flipped it. Now that's the three hafuchos. Now what are the three piduyos? Shalosh piduyos t'ksiv, the pasuk says in Tehillim, padar v'shalom nafshi mikariv li. Then it says again, u'piduyi Hashem yishuvun. And the third pasuk it says, v'yomer am el sha'ul hayinasan yamus asher yatsah yishua. And then pasuk continues, Hagadol azos misoach chalil chay Hashem im yipol misar sosa arzak ki im elokim asar yomazeh v'yivdu ha'am es yonosam alo meis. The pasuk, the Gemara doesn't quote the rest of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk has this notion of pidyon. Shalosh shalomos were the three pasukim of shalom. Diksiv bori nis v'sayim shalom shalom rachok v'karov v'mar Hashem v'fasiv. Then the next pasuk is v'uruach lofsha es amo sai. The pasuk continues at the end, shalom shalom l'cha v'shalom l'ozreka. And the third pasuk is v'amarta ko l'chai v'atash shalom u'v'escha shalom. So three psukim of peace, that's the end of this incantation that you say to this person who had agmas nefesh from his dream. Ameimar u'mar zircha v'rav ashi havu yasbir hadi adadi, they're all sitting together. Amri ko chav v'chaminai and leimim milts l'sham v'chavrei. Each one said to each other, huh, let's play a game. Each of us tell the other one a chiddush that we don't, the other two don't know. So it's a pretty good game. Pasuk Chaminayu. So the first one opened up. Amar and said, "Hayman dechaza chama." Person saw a dream. Vilo yada maychaza. He doesn't know what the dream means. Lekum kame kahane. He should go in front of the kohanim. Beidna defarsi adahu. At the moment where they are extending their hands when they're duchening, vilei mahachi. And he should say. And this is something that's in the Siddur. It's said. It's said in Chutz Laaretz by Birchas Kohanim. It's not said in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe they don't have bad dreams. Maybe it is. If not. Right, v'leima halchi, say, v'yibor shal olam, ani shalach, I am yours, v'chalom asai shalach, and your dreams are yours, chalom chalati v'ein yidei amahu, I have a general dream, I don't know what it is, bein shechalamti ani la'atzvi, whether I dreamt about myself, bein shechalom li al chaveirai, or whether they dreamed, chalom li al chaveirai. Right, v'bein shechalamti alachem, or I dreamed about others, im tovim heim, if they're good, chaskem v'am same, strengthen them, chalom asof shal Yosef, like the dreams of Yosef, im shvichim refu, if they require help, require them to be healed. Then Rafa'im came in Marav, you should the Moshe Rabbeinu, like the waters of Marav, that they got cleaned by Moshe Rabbeinu, Ukimiri Mitzarasa, like Miriam was healed from her Tzaras, Chizkiyo Mechayol, Chizkiyo was healed from his sickness, Kimei Yericho, right, Al Yedei Elisha, like the waters of Yericho by Elisha, Ukashem Shafat, the close of Bila Marash Lebracha, just like you flipped the curse of Bila to a Bracha, Kain Hafoch Kochal Masai Lagatovas, flip all of my dreams to be good, Umisayeya Bahade Kohani, and he should finish at the time that the Kohanim finished their bracha, the Anitzivura Amen. So everyone can say Amen after him. So he's supposed to say these things. We do that the first two brachas, but the third bracha we say something which I don't think is in the Gemara anywhere. So question number one is why don't they do it in Israel? The Gemara says to do it. Question by us is how come we're going to do it two times and not three times? Or Minhag
Develop.
Oh, we don't
want to. Speaking of Chalom Moshe Yosef, comparing to a dream, and then they talk about Miriam, it's not a dream.
Yosef is only the first dream, but if it's a good dream, it should be like Yosef's dreams, and it's a dream that needs refuah, it should be healed, just like Miriam was healed, just like all these other people were healed.
What do we understand by them saying a chiddush? I mean, do we understand that he would have made this up as he went along, or that it was something that he had a tradition?
I don't know. V'ilo, right? And if he doesn't finish with the tzibur, lema, he should say, and this we do say at the end, adi b'amorom shochim b'gvurat shalom shimcha shalom yiratzum fanecha shetasim aleinu shalom. We say that at the end. Pasuk idach, the second one got up and said, v'amar hay man da ayal limasa, someone who's going into the city, v'dachil me'in abishim, is afraid from the ayin hara, that people are going to place on him. Linko zikva dide dimina bide de smala, vizikva dida de smala bide de dimina. He should take his right thumb and put it in his left palm, and put his left thumb and put it in the right palm, right? Vilei mahachin, he should make this chant. Ana ploni bar ploni, I so and so, the son of so and so. Mizar Yoski, son, I come from the Zera of Yosef, which I'm not necessarily true. Delo shatta ba inabisha, there's no ayin hara for the Zera of Yosef. Shinemar, the apostle says, ben parat Yosef, ben prot ale ayin, atikri ale, ela ole. Ayin, Bnei Yosef above the eye. There's no ayin hara on Bnei Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, Amr Hacha, he says that there's no ayin hara by Yosef from here. It says, v'yidgu la'rov v'kerav ha'aretz, compares Yosef to fish. Ma adogash shebeyam, hamayim nechasim aleim, v'ein ayin hara. Let us go ahead, just like the fish in the sea. The water covers them, so there's not, the ayin hara doesn't grab them. Abzaro shel Yosef ein ayin ra shel letus b'yam. So too, the ayin hara does not go on Yosef. And if he's concerned that he is going to place ayin hara on other people, he should stare at his left nostril. That's what it seems to say. Is that how we translated it?
Let him look at the surface of his left nostril.
Okay. Basically, look down. I think it means just look down so your eyes aren't, you know, going out. Right. Pasach idach, the third one got up and said, V'amar hayman dechalish, right, someone who is sick, Yoma kama lo ligali. You shouldn't tell anybody on the first day. He hechid lo lisra mazli. So I guess somehow his mazel won't be impacted. But mikanda elech, if he's sick for more than a day, ligali. You should tell people about it. He had the rabba, just like rabba, ki have chalish when he was sick, yoma kama lo ligali. He didn't tell anybody the first day, mikanda elech. But after the first day, amal shamei, he said to his shamish, puk achriz, go announce, rabba chalish, that rabba is sick. Uman de rachim li, libali rachme. Those who feel bad for me will daven for me. Uman de sunni li, and those who hate me, lechti li. They'll be happy about it. And I'm fine with that, because they'll get punished for being happy about that. Midiksiv, bin folo ivechel al tismach, right? You shouldn't be happy with the falling of your enemies. Ubi kashlo ayel ivecha, pen yira Hashem rabbe enav, eishim alavapo. If you're happy about your enemies falling, then Hashem's going to start looking at you. So the people who like me will daven for me, and the people that don't like me, they'll get what's coming to them. Win-win. What? Win-win, right. Shmuel, ki have chazi chamabisha, when he would see a bad dream, Amar, he would say the following pasuk, the chalamot hashav yidaveru, meaning these worthless dreams are not going to come true. The ki have chazi chamotava, when he saw a good dream, he would say, the ki chamos hashav yidaveru, he would say like a rhetorical, are these nothing that they won't come true? Meaning he interpreted the pasuk the way he needed based on the dream. Right, the pasuk says, "Bachalom adaverbo." It says, "I will speak to them in a dream." That's talking about Nevi'im. Nagamara says, "Rava Rami." So Rami asks the contradiction. "Ksiv bachalom adaverbo." Number one time it says, "I will speak to them in dreams." "Ksiv bachalmos hashar adaveru." Then it says that chalomos are divreishav. So which one is it? Hashem coming in dreams, teaching the same truth, or are dreams falsehoods? So kasha kani de malach kani de shade. All right, if he comes by an angel, then it means it's truthful. If the dream comes from a shade, it's shav. Okay. Amar Rabbi Bizna Barzavda, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Amar Rabbi Panda, Amar Rabbi Nachman, Amar Rabbi Rim Mishum Zokin Achad Umanu Rabbana, Esrim Va'arba Posrei Chalomos Haibushlayim. There were 24, you know, palm readers or dream interpreters in Yerushalayim. Okay? Pam Achas Chalamti Chalom. So I once dreamt a dream, V'halachti Eitzel Kulam. And I went to all of them. Spent a lot of money getting his dreams interpreted. And no one had the same, shocking, no one interpreted the dream the same way. Yet, every way that the dream was interpreted, it all happened to me. All these 24 ways of interpreting, it all happened to me. As the Pasuk says, all dreams end up going what you think the dreams are about. Right? The dreams, right? So, Atu, right? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? It says, Niskayim B, the Kayim HaShenemar. Where's that pasuk? Kol HaChalomos Holchem HaChareh. There's no such pasuk, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, in, you're right, there's no pasuk. It's the Chedivri Rabbi Lazer. It goes according to the words of Rabbi Lazer. Amar Velazer, Minayi Shekol HaChalomos Holchem HaChareh. How do you know that all dreams go according to what someone says? It says, Vayhi Kasher Pasar Lanu Kein Hayah. That the Sar Ofim, right? The Sar Mashu says to Paro, that the way Yosef interpreted dreams, that's exactly what happened. Amar Rava. Rava says, when is it that the chalamos are interpreted, happen, right? They come to reality the way that they're interpreted. The mefshar lema ein chama, where the interpretation actually resembles a dream some sort of way. If it's completely out of left field, that's not going to happen. Shenemar, the pasuk says, ish ka chalamo pasar. That each one there, the sarmash, the ofen, each one dreamt a dream, and we know that they each one knew the interpretation of the other person's dream. That's why when Yosef interpreted the Sar HaMashkim, so the Sar Ofi said, oh, he did well, so then he told him his dream. So yeah, that interpretation has to be related to the dream. Right, so Vayar Sar Ofim, right, the Sar Ofim saw, Mino Yoda, how do you know, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Milamich Kolech, Rabbi Echad, Haro Chalomo, Pichon Chalomo Shachaveiro. That shows that each one of them dreamt, had the interpretation of the other one's dream, so when the Sar Ofim saw that Yosef was able to interpret the Sar Mashkim, he said, interpret me as well, and then he got the news that he's going to get killed. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Hishkim, right, if you wake up, V'nafalo Pasuk L'Sof Piv, and as you wake up, You know, a pasuk comes to your mouth right away, hareis nevuah katana. That's a small amount of nevuah, that whatever that pasuk says, you try to figure out what that pasuk means, it's a little bit of nevuah. I don't know. La'am Rav Yochanan, says, shlosha chalomos miskaimin. Three dreams come true. Chalom shal shachris, the dream that someone has, right, Rashi says, at the last mishmar night, right before he wakes in the morning. Chalom shechalom lo al chalom lo chavero, a dream that someone dreamed about you. The chalom sheniftar b'so chalom, and a dream that's interpreted in the dream. The yesh omer af chalom shenishna, also a dream that is done twice. That we learn also from Yosef, because Yosef says, right, he says, al shenos ha-chalom el paropa mayim hinachon ha-davar mayim elokim. Right, that you dream twice because you know that's going to be happen quickly. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. So I think this statement now just eviscerates everything till now. He says, "Ein marin lo adam ela mehiyurei libo." A dream is only what you imagine during the day. It just reflects something that you thought about during the day. It has absolutely no, you know, validity to it. Shenemar, the pasuk says by Daniel. Daniel says to Nebuchadnezzar after a dream, he says, "Ant malka." Ra'ayonach al mishkavasi liku. Somehow that means that. From these plucking words, you're only dreaming about what you saw during the day. Amar Rava, Rava says, Teda, you should know that's the case. De lo machvili inish, because you should know that because you only dream that things about you saw during the day, because he claims that you don't dream ridiculous stuff. Because no one dreams about dikla dahava. No one dreams about a palm tree made out of gold. No one dreams about an elephant climbing through the hole of a needle. Those are dreams that the people don't have because it doesn't reflect reality. Let's go a couple more lines. Amalei Kesar.
Will there be some weird dreams later on, like the flying?
It will. Amalei Kesar, I don't know. Amalei Kesar, the Roman Caesar, the Roman general, he says to Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Hananya, Amrisu dechach misatufa. They say about you that you are a very wise man. Emily Machazin Bachalmi, so tell me what I'm going to see in my dream. So Amalei, so Rabbi Shua says to the Caesar, Chazis to Meshachelach Parsoi, you're going to dream that the Persians are going to take you a prisoner. The Garbi Bach, let's see what
they will seize you.
Right, they're going to grab you. Right? Virayi Bach Shkitzi Bechutru Dahava. And they're going to seize you, they're going to put you with pigs, with a golden stick. Right? Hirikula Yoma, so he was thinking about this all day, he was Mahar about this all day. Well, Orsa Chazza, at night, that was the dream he had. Whatever, you know, he played mind games on him, mind tricks on him, and that was the dream he ended up having. Amalei Shmur Malkush to Shmuel, so this is the Persian king says to Shmuel. It's funny, because Rabbi Shua is in Eretz Yisrael, so he has the Roman king asking him. Shmuel's in Bavel, so he has the Persian king after asking him. So Amalei Shmur Malka to Shmuel, Amrisu de Chachmisutu, but they say that you were a wise man. Amen Mechazim Chalmei. Tell me what I'm going to see in my dream. So Amalei Shmuel says back to Shmuel, Chazis to Asur Romi v'shovolach. You're going to dream that the Romans, I guess the Persians and the Romans are at war, the Romans are going to take you prisoner. V'tachli v'ach kashayasa v'rechayim d'dahava. And they're going to make you work into grinding date seeds with a golden mill, right? Here Kula Yoma, and he was Mahar about this all day, with Orsa Chaza, and at the end of the day, and at night, that's what he dreamed. Okay, stop here. Everyone have a great day.
Bye.
That's all you have to say.